You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, we have been vindicated on a grand scale. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, I would say the manosphere has been vindicated, but if I said that, then there are a lot of bad actors within this space who I would be giving credit to, so I don't want to do that. So let me go ahead and specify the true red pillars, the true MGTOW, the true monks, the true members of ITMOR, and the true members of SYSBM. Now, when I say the true members, I'm talking about the guys who talk about things beyond women, guys who talk about the geopolitical situations, guys who talk about, you know, the markets. Yeah, the red pill, it's a door. Nothing more, nothing less. It's what you do when you cross that threshold. Yeah, focusing on women is a good thing. However, you have to look at the true puppet master, which is the system itself. Now, why do I say we've been vindicated? Well, we have Ukraine to thank for that. Men aged 18 to 60. I'm pretty sure you guys have seen the news. You've seen the articles. You've seen the tweets. Yeah. We talk about how men are disposable in this world. Ukraine has put that on Front Street for the entire world to see. 18 to 60 year old men are forbidden to leave the country. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. See, this is the disposability of men that has been pushed to the forefront. We've always talked about that in this space. We've talked about how men are nothing more than disposable utilities. And you still have people, men and women, who want to dispute that. Oh, no. Men are disposable. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, right. A 60-year-old man is supposed to stand and fight for his country, even if he's had zero military experience, zero weapons handling experience. But yet, guess what? You're going to stand and fight today. It does not matter. It does not matter if you're a quote unquote blue pill simp, or your quote unquote red pill, or your quote unquote alternative. You are a man, you're going to fight. And yeah, they did not specify which 18 to 60 year old men are going to stay and fight. No. They said all 18 to 60 year old men are forbidden to leave. So if there were any quote unquote male feminists in Ukraine, guess what? You just got your massive red pilling right now. And speaking of the red pill men in Ukraine, you know exactly what's happened. The women, they did exactly what you expected them to do. I find it very, 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 very convenient. The fact that these feminists over here, they're not willing to bust a grape, as the late, great David Carroll would say. But they got all this smoke and fire on the internet. Oh, they got so much to say on Twitter. That toxic dumpster fire of a site. Oh, I stand with Ukraine. Are you going to get on a plane and go over there and fight? Whoa, now. Let's not be hasty. We've seen the same thing play out in Ukraine. And we saw the same thing play out in Afghanistan. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. As soon as the Taliban overran everything, what did you have over here with these Western feminists? We stand with the women in Afghanistan. Are you going to get on a fucking plane and go over there and fight? Whoa, now. Let's not be hasty. You know, once again, I'm just showing my support via a tweet. You know, that tweet is me being, you know, supportive. That's me being a revolutionary. Oh, so you're completely okay with tweeting to quote unquote show support, but when it's actually time to, you know, get down in the muck and the mire and get your hands dirty, oh, you're too good for that. Got it. So yeah, if there are any red-pilled men over in Ukraine, they would have every reason to have outright disdain for the women. Now, of course, we know the lamestream media is going to try to pick up any story that they can to try to make these men into martyrs. They died being heroes. There's an article going around right now about a group of soldiers on a small island who told Russian officers to go fuck themselves. Yeah, they're going to try to use stories like that to try to reignite the dead patriotism over here. But that's far too little, far too late. It's just like the GOP who took out the part of the deal about, you know, women being made to be able to be drafted. Yeah, that was the GOP who said, no, we can't do that. Let's go ahead and pull that part out. Yeah, once again, women are constantly being sheltered. And I say to hell with that. To hell with it. Yeah. We want to stand and fight. No, we want to stand and fight only when it's safe for us. We want to sit around and, you know, throw our fist in the air only when it's safe. But when it's time for action, oh, no. See, the men can go and do that. I'm just a little girl. Yeah. Yeah. So if there are Ukrainian men who survive this conflict and their women come back to them, yeah, those Ukrainian men should have white feathers of their own. Because once again, this was a perfect opportunity for women to say, you know what? I'm down with my man. If my man's going to pick up a rifle, I'm picking up a rifle too. This is my home too. Nope. Hypocrisy, anyone. Now I'm going to shift to another topic, but it's in the same realm. Now, there was a tweet that's being talked about from Occupy Democrats. Now, when it comes to this tweet, I'm going to talk about the AR-15, the most demonized weapon on American soil. Now, I made a video a long time ago where I explained why the AR-15 is such a demonized platform. Simple, because the AR-15 is an equalizer. Now, what do I mean by that? The AR-15 is an equalizer to what the police have. Now, let's be crystal clear. Let's be crystal clear. The AR-15 platform, would you take that into outright warfare? Not really. Not really. But let's go ahead and explain the difference between the AR-15 and the M4. They both use a 223 round, even though the military designation is 5.56. But it's essentially the same round. The only true difference between the AR-15 and the M4 is one simple thing, a selector switch. See, the AR, which for those of you who don't know, does not mean assault rifle. It is Armalite rifle. The AR-15 does not come with a built-in, fully automatic fire selector option versus the M4, which it is factory made with that option. Now, I've seen so many videos of leftists talking about how an AR-15 can be converted into a quote unquote ghost gun. I saw a video of some politician out here in California. When he said that, I literally jumped up and just started laughing my ass off. And the fact that you had a group of cops who were around him and didn't say anything. Yeah. Yeah. Now, I find it very convenient that the same group of people who have such smoke for the AR-15, and they're quick to say, well, no one needs an AR-15, blah, 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 blah. It's a military grade weapon, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Mind you, the Ukrainian government just dumped 10,000 fully automatic rifles. They made sure to include those words, fully automatic. Which means what? That, my friends, is a military-grade weapon. Now, the fact that they dump these weapons into the hands of civilians who've had no formal training, no experience, the fact that you have leftists who are completely okay with that, yeah, the hypocrisy never ceases to amaze me. But yet, regular civilians over here, oh, you can't have an AR-15. Why do you need an AR-15? Last time I checked, why is it any of your fucking business what I decide to buy with my money? Yeah. Yeah. But yet, California, this liberal shithole that it is, yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I just look at myself and say, why the fuck am I still here? That's a great question. However, good thing I'm quitting my fucking job. I'll go more into detail on that one. But yeah, the hypocrisy in this society never ceases to amaze me. It truly doesn't. From feminists who will never bust a grape when things get, you know, hairy, when things finally start getting real, they're going to do exactly what you expect them to do. Just like the video that I just put out about women talking about running back to the kitchen if World War III starts. Yeah, no. Just like the women over in Ukraine who decided to do what? They ran. Fellas, we've been truly vindicated. Us true red pillars, we've been vindicated. So yeah, I have no problems with any man who would have outright disdain toward feminists, male or female. Personally, I outright despise them. And now that I'm quitting my job, I could definitely be more vocal about it. Because personally, I don't give a shit. So if I was actually given a letter saying you need to come back, I'd say, yeah, I'll just go ahead and go to the gulag. Because this society is definitely no longer worth fighting for, nor defending. And as you've seen in Ukraine, those men over there are meant to be nothing more than meat shields and cannon fodder. Sad, truly sad, the fact that you have people over here who are championing. Oh, well, I've went on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, my catchphrase has been played out on the waves, on the internet, all of it. And what is my catchphrase? When the power goes out, feminism will go out right along with it. And yeah, you saw the power of a civil society go out. And what did the women do? They ran. Well, that's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.